Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. I am so delighted that you decided to call in and listen to me during this holiday season. I'm excited about the topic today. It's an interesting topic. It is. But before we get into our topic, I just want to remind you that, just in case you didn't know, I know some of my listeners who've been listening for quite a while, you probably already know, but for those of you who don't, guess what? You can listen to the Marketing Pulpit Monday through Saturday. I bet you didn't know that, did you? You can. You can listen to the Marketing Pulpit Monday through Saturday. We have a lineup. And if you want to know more about it, just go to the website, www.marketingpulpit.com, www.marketingpulpit.com. You can see the lineup of shows. That's right, Monday through Saturday, and there are all types of topics. There's political topics. We have legal topics. One of our hosts discussed sports, senior issues. Oh, my goodness. We have several hosts that do shows Monday through Saturday. And, of course, I am with you on Tuesday. And I enjoy being with you on Tuesday. So, yeah, feel free to listen Monday through Saturday. And also, if you have questions or if you have comments, you can dial in today. 215-383-3872. You'll be put into the queue for questions, and we'll be more than happy to answer your questions. So please feel free to dial in. And to those who may be new to the show, I just want to say welcome. Just so delighted to have you with us today. We do our best, we really do, to bring practical information that enlightens, informs, and entertains. And we want to do our best also to build strong businesses in the community because we want people to work. We want to do that. And you're probably wondering, well, how do you go about doing that? How do you go about building strong businesses so you put people to work? Well, the founder of this show had a desire to see people do well in business, whether they wanted to start a business, whether they were already in a business, if they were interested in selling a business. And so we decided to help him in putting together programming that brings knowledge in the areas of sales, branding, pricing, media buying, social media, networking, event planning, you name it. Industry trends. And I think we've done a pretty good job at doing that. So thank you so much for tuning in. And to all my faithful listeners who've been with me since day one, you are the best. You really are. Thank you so much. I just love, 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 love you. I really, really do. So thank you so much for tuning in with me and for your suggestions. And thank you so much. I just love, love, love you. But listen, I have a topic for you today, I do, and when I come back from this short break, I'm going to share with you what that topic is when we come back. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. This is Sharon, the Marketing Pulpit.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings
to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Quick word about the website.
Thank you so much again for joining us right here on the Marketing Pulpit, where we're doing our best to enlighten, inform, and entertain you with practical information. And I'm just so delighted you decided to join us today. And right before we went on break, I told you that when we come back, I was going to share with you the topic for today. Well, what I want to talk about today, I want to talk about when is it appropriate to hide your cash. When do you need to stash your cash? And nobody knows about it. I'm sure you probably have some friends, or you may do it yourself. You've hidden some money, only person who knows where it is you and your maker. Is that appropriate to do that? What do you think? Do you think it's appropriate to hide money from your partner, from your husband, your wife, hide money from your kids? You know, there have been couples who found out that one or the other had a secret stash and got mad. Yeah. Just totally upset about it. Do you think it's appropriate to stash your cash? Hey, listen, if you want to talk about it, or if you have a question or you have a comment, you know what I say, just dial in, choose option one, and you will be put into the queue for questions. Do you have a secret stashed cash somewhere? Well, you know what? People sometimes say, well, you know what? I put money aside for a rainy day. Or, you know, an emergency may come up, and I might need some cash. So, you might stash some cash because you don't want to spend all your money. You want to have an emergency reserve. Some people put away money because they know if they don't, they'll spend it all and they won't have any. Well, there are many reasons that people choose to hide their money. You may be married. You may have children, and you may be feeling guilty about the little stash cash that you have somewhere in your drawer, under your bed, under the mattress, up in the attic, in a safe deposit box somewhere, in another country. You may be feeling a little guilty about that. So I want to talk a little bit about secret cash stashes. But, you know, there's another reason, too, that people stash their cash. And this may apply to women more so than it applies to men. But some women decide, you know what, just in case this marriage doesn't work out, I need to have some money so I can leave if I need to, so that I'll be okay. Me and the kids will be okay. You know, there are people who have been happily married for years and years, but they still have a fund just in case something goes wrong, something goes awry, that they can draw from. And I don't necessarily know if you feel comfortable having a secret stash of cash, but I do know that every woman should have an emergency fund, an emergency stash, just in case she needs it. And, of course, everybody doesn't feel the way that I feel, and that's perfectly fine. But if you ever need to leave and need a temporary place to stay, or you have to take care of some temporary bills, it may not be a bad idea to do it. And keep in mind that just because you put money aside for an emergency It doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing anything wrong. And, of course, if you are married and you have a secret stash of cash and you're thinking about talking to your spouse about it, just make sure you process through it. Make sure you process through the reasons that you have for wanting to either tell your spouse or not tell your spouse. But it can be a really sticky situation if the spouse finds out that you have this huge stash of cash somewhere, stash of cash, and it's a secret when your relationship was supposed to be based on not having secrets. So I want to know what you think. I do. I want to know what you think about having a secret stash of cash. I do. And you can either send me a note or you can call in, 215-383-3872, 215-383-72, and choose option one. You'll be put into the queue for questions. Or you can send me a note, Sharon at enjoylifeinc.com, Sharon at enjoylifeinc.com, and that's the letter N-J-O-Y-I-N-C.com. And I'll be happy to take your questions, your suggestions, whatever. We'll be happy to share that with the listeners. But do you think it's okay to have a stash of cash, a secret stash of cash, just in case you need it one day? And of course, some of the reasons that people talk about having an emergency fund or having funds is if you're married and things don't go well, or you experience abuse, or you experience a situation where you feel you need to be in a safer environment. What do you do if you don't have an emergency fund, or if you don't have some money to assist you? And the money could possibly be used to hire an attorney. It could be used to have a temporary place to live. There's many reasons why people have secret stashes of cash. One of the reasons, and I've advocated this for a long time, for those of you who've been listening, you know how I feel about having an emergency fund. An emergency fund, of course, is something that you should put in place after you have your savings in place, and they really are two different things. Of course, if you're trying to build a financial legacy for your family, your children, or even if you want to become financially stable and financially secure, there are some things that you should do before you have that emergency reserve. One of those things is making sure that you have a savings account in place, and that savings account, of course, could be for things like if you're wanting to prepare for the holidays or Christmas, or if you're wanting to save up for a vehicle or a home, if you're trying to save for short-term purchases, and even long-term purchases, you have a savings account. But you also need to make sure you have that reserve account after you started saving and putting away a little money into a savings account. That reserve account should be at least 3 to 6 months of income, if possible. If possible, and then that money should only be used for emergencies. It shouldn't be, when I say emergencies, I mean it should only be used for things that could possibly put you in danger of losing a home, or if you don't have food, or sheer emergency. Some people have reserve emergency funds that they have never touched. It's there in the event that they've gone through their checking, they've gone through their savings, they have no other options, they can't borrow money, they have no other options but to go into that emergency reserve. So if you're stashing away cash, what's your reason for stashing away cash? And what's your reason, and is it in a safe place? Is it in a safe place? But if you're married and you, and some people feel like it's hiding money. Some people feel it's perfectly okay to have a little money on the side to in the event. But if you're married and you have a spouse that's in charge of everything, a primary breadwinner, you may be a stay-at-home mom, you may not have the ability or you may not be able to or in a situation where you are actually bringing in money, but you are definitely contributing to the success of the family, and perhaps you have funds that you're giving from your spouse, it's not a bad idea to make sure that you put a little money aside, just put a little money aside for emergency purposes. And what if you have a joint account? What if you have a joint account? You know, first of all, if you have a joint account, hopefully you are aware of it. Hopefully you are aware of it. Sometimes, for whatever reason, spouses, partners can do some, they can do some things that just aren't necessarily fiduciarily responsible. It's just not responsible. And it, opening up an account with your partner's name or your spouse's name and your spouse has absolutely no knowledge about it, to me, that's not being responsible and it's not being fair to your spouse. So if you're going to open up an account in someone else's name, especially your spouse, make sure that they know about it. Make sure that they know about it, because no one should be completely left in the dark as to what's going on with accounts that may have their names on it. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, I brought up this topic about secret cash stashes, but I shared with you last week some things in regards to some clients, of course, that I was working with and how they one particular couple ended up being in a terrible situation, a spouse. And I share with you the gift that keeps on giving for a lifetime. So if you missed that, go back and listen to the show. Go back and listen to that show because there's some really important things in there I think you need to know. But speaking of stashes of cash, sometimes you may have to start putting money aside, okay? If you have children, if you're a stay-at-home mom, and you feel like you are not getting the things that you need to be healthy, like food, clothes, if you feel like there's not enough, you're not getting enough from your spouse to take care of certain needs to help you and your children survive, and you and the spouse is the primary breadwinner, and you would have absolutely no financial resources if something were to happen to your spouse, it may not be a bad idea for you to start putting away a little bit of cash. Start putting away something for an emergency fund. And if you can find something to do to help bring in a little bit of cash, to help bring in some resources, monetary resources, I definitely encourage you to do that. And there are things that you could possibly do that can help you to do that. And I encourage you, if you have internet on your phone, please look up resources and things that you can do as a stay-at-home mom to help you bring in some additional resources so that you can put some funds aside for emergency purposes. And if you're not sure exactly how to do that, just give us a call, or like I said, just contact the show. We can give you some ideas and some suggestions on things that you may be able to do to bring in just some extra resources for your family. But by all means, if you find yourself in a situation where you're not getting enough food, you don't have the proper clothing for certain seasons, your children are not being adequately fed, and you are not the primary breadwinner, first of all, I do encourage you to try to seek help. Try to seek help because you and no one else deserves to be in a situation where you're hungry, you're cold, or you're hot, or you're just not healthy because your spouse or your partner is depriving you of those resources, and you're not the primary breadwinner, or you may be a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, and you're not getting the resources you need. You need to seek help, and there are agencies in your city, in your county, that are there specifically to help you. Don't think that it's normal, because it's not normal for a spouse or partner to deprive you of necessities, the things that you need. And sometimes there's something else that I want you to think about too. And these are things that we have to think about in the society that we live in. The society that we live in, people can be very selfish and think only of themselves. And you have to be prepared for the unexpected in your marriage, in relationships, and even if you're single. So when we come back, I'm going to share just a little bit more about secret stashes of cash, why sometimes it may be necessary to have. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Day Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
And I do want to thank you for joining me today here on the Marketing Pulpit. Thank you so much. We've been talking today about secret stashes of cash. Is it necessary? Should you feel guilty? Why are you doing it? Why are you hiding money? Is there a reason you're hiding money from somebody? Is it necessary to hide money from somebody? Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is necessary to have a reserve emergency account. And we're talking today about why it may be necessary, and we've already mentioned a couple of things. But, you know, unfortunately, in the world that we live in today, you know, people get married with the hopes and the intentions of being together to death do them part, and living in matrimonial bliss forever. And that is wonderful. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But the truth of the matter is, over half of the beautiful marriages that people hope will stay and last until death do you part, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they end after a year, sometimes 6 months, sometimes 7 years. And they don't always last. And it's so sad that it's like that, but that's just the way it is in today's society. And if you are not prepared for the unexpected, whether it's the unexpected of losing a loved one, whether it's the unexpected of someone treating you wrong, you may get in a relationship or get married and somebody lose their mind and start, you know, abusing you verbally, physically, mentally, and you may have to just get out just to survive, just to be safe, and that's not your fault. So why should you have an emergency reserve, or why should you stash some cash? Well, for one, as we've already said, it's always good to have an emergency reserve in the event of unfortunate situations, in the event that something unfortunate happens. It's always also a good idea to have reserve fund if you're being treated badly, if you are experiencing abuse and you can maybe tuck away a little bit of cash and you're trying to get out of the situation, you may have to do that. One day, you may need to have some money if a spouse starts treating you wrong, or you decide that the relationship isn't healthy for you and you need to get out. What happens if you're not the primary breadwinner? And even if you are, what happens if the spouse takes all of the money and runs and leaves you with nothing? I'm just saying, what would happen? I mean, these are things that I thought about, you know. As a single professional, yeah, I thought about these things. What if I ever get married and, you know, things don't go well? Of course, we all hope that things do, but we see so many situations where things don't. Is it okay to be prepared or try to be prepared? And in today's society, we need to be prepared. You just need to be prepared. And also, keep a trail of monies and things that you're spending. Keep a track of things. Don't be oblivious. If you're married and you're not the primary breadwinner, and even if you are, and I keep saying that for a reason, even if you are the primary breadwinner, you should still be cognizant of what's coming in and what's going out of the house, whether you're the primary breadwinner or not. So many people, especially women, have gotten into so much difficulty and have had so much stress because they were not aware of what was going on in the home financially. And then when something did happen, if they lost their loved one or if they ended up having to leave the household or if they ended up getting divorced, they were clueless as to how to pay the bills, what accounts the bills were coming out of. They were clueless as to what they would want to do if that primary breadwinner was no longer there. So I guess one of the reasons for this topic is because I do want you to be prepared. And as we've said before, we really do our best to inform, enlighten, and entertain as well when it comes to you, our listeners. We want you to be prepared. We don't want you to get caught short. And if you do, don't let it be because you didn't try. Don't let it be because you didn't try. So today we've been talking about secret stashes of cash. When is it necessary? Is it necessary? Should you feel guilty about it? You know, knowing what's coming in and what's going out. Be smart about where your money's coming from. Be smart about starting your emergency reserve. Be really smart about it. And, you know, God forbid, if something does happen unexpectedly, hopefully you will be prepared. So should you or should you not? Should you or should you not have a secret stash of cash somewhere in the event of emergencies? It could be for a safety net. It could be a credit card, bank account. It could be funds under the mattress. I don't know where you would keep it or what form it would be in. But should you or should you not? It may be something just for you to start thinking about. Having a contingency plan is never, never anything wrong. And it can't hurt to have a contingency plan in the event that something goes wrong. And you never know what your spouse or your partner is going to do, so it's good to be prepared. And I just wanted to share with you this topic to get you thinking about, should I maybe start thinking about having an emergency reserve? Would it give you a little bit of peace of mind to know that if something happened, you could survive for a while until you found a job or until you got settled? And is it a good idea to have a conversation with your spouse or your partner about what's coming in and what's going out? It's never a bad idea to have a conversation of how the bills get paid, how much are the bills, what accounts do we use, are there insurance policies, are there disability? It's never a bad idea to have that conversation in addition to being prepared for the unexpected. Well, I hope this got you thinking, and I'm hoping that you will think about your emergency reserve plan and decide if it may or may not be a good idea for you to have a secret stash of cash or just an emergency fund. It doesn't necessarily have to be a secret, but you may just need an emergency reserve. So I appreciate you listening today to the Marketing Pulpit, and I hope there was something that we share with you today that will be helpful. And tune in with us next week when we will once again bring a topic that will hopefully enlighten, inform, and entertain you. And thank you so much again. This is Sharon. You've been listening to the Marketing Pulpit, and I hope you have a wonderful day.